Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
CP the Franchise, NBA analyst, Knicks Fan TV. Okay, CP. You want to split an Uber to Barclays or what? What do you?
Win or lose, Max, I'm always here, always representing the orange and blue, never running from the smoke.
Smoke. If it's win or lose, you're always there and you're a Knicks fan. It means lose. Lose or lose. Lose, well, I'm always here. Just say lose.
4-1, we lost to a better team in the Hawks. Coach team and Nate with Nick McMillan. Congratulations to him. Contract extension on the way. Trae Young was absolutely fantastic. 29-10 in this series. We had no answer for him. You know, he was a triple threat from the floater to kicking it out to his three-point shooters, the lob to Capella. We just had no answers. Defensively, they were able to take away our guy, who was Julius Randle. And the Knicks had to settle for too many isolation plays. We didn't get enough ball movement going. Couldn't hit our open shots. And there was no consistent help from our supporting cast. And just all in all, you know, I just thought the Hawks were a better team in this
series. They were. And the Knicks are. Here's the problem I have, CP, with Knicks fans. And I used to be one.
Yeah.
Is, it's a successful season. Because we showed the you know, Julius Randle even said it. He's miscast as a number one option. He's a solid number two option. But if you're a really good team, he's good as a number three option, right? So I get it. And he's right. They played with in a way that New York can be proud of, the style of play. But this is my point. Knicks fans have been so desensitized to sucking for so long. I'm in my 48th year. They still haven't won a championship. That moral victories are now, hey, at least we didn't roll over, even in a gentleman's sweep. At least we played hard. So now, CP, the Knicks are up to this point. Like, the Nets showed a healthy culture. They weren't in New York for 48 years. They showed up a couple years later. Okay, this is a good place to play. It's easy to sell New York. KD, Kyrie, and James Harden, right? The Knicks are now hoping, hey, have we shown enough that maybe a guy like, say, Bradley Beal, who'd be our best player by a million light years and who's not nearly good enough to be the best player on a championship team, and I love Bradley Beal, maybe a guy like that might sign with us. And then you know what you are? You're hoping to get to a second-round treadmill where not bad enough to get a great draft pick, not good enough to win a championship. This was my life as a Knicks fan. I can't. I'm losing my mind. Look at you. You're in that set. I'm trying to help you.
No, you can't help me because there's nothing in Brooklyn for me. And this is you moving the goalposts as you always do every single show. Despite that, it is a successful season. You wanted Tom Thibodeau to come in here and lay the foundation and lay the culture down for years to come, and he's done that. Doubled their win total from last year. He's done that with David Fizdale's team. Yet Julius Randle, the most improved player, okay? They have a young core, RJ Barrett, Mitchell Robinson, Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quickley. Now it's time to continue to build. Now they have 7 draft picks within the next, first round picks within the next 5 years, $60 million in cap space. It's not to say, you know, the not going to come here next year. Let's be real. Kawhi Leonard's not coming here. They're not going to be able to trade for Dame. What they need to do is continue to build responsibly and using a prudent approach, a la the Utah Jazz. Build it as a small market team, continue to draft well, and then when the opportunity presents itself to make a Nets move to trade some of your assets right. off and get a player that can help like you get you over the hump,
CP, then you go the for it. Franchise, NBA analyst, Knicks Fan TV on the Goodyear Hotline. CP is capable of much more, thankfully for him, than talking about the Knicks. But I want to. But before we get off the subject, CP.
Yeah.
The Nets did that quick, fast, in a hurry. By the way, you know the last New York professional basketball team to win a championship was the Nets? Yeah. The last New York team, they were the New York Nets, 76. Dr. J, who's from here, who's from your neck of the woods, right? Dr. J, a New Yorker, born and bred, won for the New York Nets in the ABA, right? That happened. That's the last New York championship. Then the Nets went to Jersey, like the Giants and the Jets did, right? But then they came back to Brooklyn. A couple years later, after being in Brooklyn like that, they get KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. Now, here's the problem for you Knicks fans, okay? Knicks have no equity with fans. They were just the only game in town for decades and decades and decades. Lakers fans, 11 championships in the modern era. Oh, it's almost twice as much as the next best team. Lakers fans, Clippers can win a couple championships. It's never going to be a Clippers town. They can only hope to make a little inroads. But this town, CP, you're about to see that if the Nets get by the Bucks, New York's going to flip, CP. Why would the fans stick with the Knicks? What have the Knicks ever done for the fans?
Because the Knicks fan is the most loyal fan in sports. And maybe to a fault. You're not going to have fans bolting
like
over the Brooklyn just because they won.
Knicks fans are like an abused pet. They love the owner anyway. And they get beaten and it's no good.
Listen, we have a new regime putting us on the right path. In Brooklyn, you'll get a couple of hipsters, a couple techies in the new Brooklyn that'll flock over to the Nets. But listen, the diehard Knicks fan, I was just out there at MSG last Wednesday night, spilt out onto 7th Avenue after the game 2 win, the first victory in 8 years, and it was like championship. Why? Because the loyalty, Max, the loyalty, the tried and true orange and blue fans. We had thousands of fans out there in the streets celebrating. It was like a scene out of the movie Project X.
No, you know what it's
like? It's never going to happen in Brooklyn.
It's like the character from Lord of the Rings, Reek. That's what it's like. You guys have been slayed alive, and now you're like slaves to Jim Dolan. All right, listen, CP, I want to talk about other stuff going on in the NBA with you.
Let's go.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know, it breaks my heart for Denver that Jamal Murray's not there. They have a very deep guard rotation, and they've been excellent without Jamal Murray. And I think they're going to beat Portland, and I think they have a shot against a team like Utah even. But they don't have Jamal Murray, right? And so when you look at Denver and you look at Utah, right? Let's take the teams no one cares about, and then we're going to get to the Lakers and the Clippers and stuff. Do you think Denver has a chance to not only get by Portland, but to maybe upset Utah if they meet?
No, I just see this Jazz team as being too deep. When you look at the Spider, welcome back, Donovan Mitchell, because he's been back like he hasn't missed a step. You have the Stifle Tower down low, offensively, defensively. You have the sixth man of the year in Jordan Clarkson coming off the bench, Joe Ingles. There's a lot of firepower on that Jazz team that I just don't think the Nuggets have enough defensively to counter. Now, on the flip side, on offense, everything runs through Jokic. We know that. Austin Rivers, Knicks missed him in this series.
It's like playoff Rivers. Austin Rivers can't play basketball until it counts, and then he's a killer.
Yeah. Playoff Rivers has certainly arrived. Porter Jr. having an outstanding season, but I just don't think defensively they'll have enough to counter the Jazz attack. No. They'll have enough to get past Dame and the Blazers and probably eliminate them tonight, but I think I don't see them getting past Utah in the next round.
What about Kawhi and Paul George against Luka Doncic? Luka Doncic, just 42-14-8 on the road in a win. Good Lord, this dude, 22 years old. Can the Clippers come back from that?
They can, but the Mavs have momentum right now, man. I mean, 22 years old on a bad neck. The kid turns it around with a 42-14 performance with 8 rebounds, accounting for 31 of the team's 37 field goals. Third Sick. Game with at least 39 or more. The kid's been absolutely unstoppable. He flamed Patrick Beverley. He's flaming Rondo. He's flaming Reggie Jackson. I mean, the Clippers literally have no answer for the kid. And so despite the fact that he's doing a lot with a little, I think this Mavericks team, having won 3 games on the road, they have to be feeling good about themselves going back to Dallas and hoping to close it out.
Do the Lakers, I was just talking about it, you know, CP3, the people are like, you know why I didn't know about CP3's shoulder even that night? Because I didn't watch the second half of that you know, travesty. I was watching Denver and Portland. Next morning, I find out from a producer of mine in the morning, like, you see what happened to CP3's shoulder? And I went and looked. I was like, oh, my God, he's compromised. No one's really talking about it. Everyone's focused on AD. Doesn't that give the Lakers a chance to extend this series to 7 games, you know, winning at home? What do you think of their chances?
Well, what concerned me, Max, was that the Lakers, what just wasn't there, especially in game 5. Now, with AD, I don't think he's going to go. I'm no medical expert. I don't think he's going to go, and that's going to take a lot away from the Lakers, because now you're asking for LeBron James at 36 years old to put the team on his back, and not only that, create through dribble penetration and not just on the perimeter. You got absolutely nothing from Dennis Schroeder. Kuzma, who you're going to need to step up, has been inconsistent. They just have no answers offensively. They're shooting very poorly in this series. The Suns, on the other end, what surprised me in the Suns' 3 wins in this series is that they didn't shoot any greater than 35% from 3. And so they're getting a mixed bag of offense, obviously, from Booker. Ayton's been dominant, but they're able to mix it up. Payne has been great off of the bench. They're able to attack the Lakers in the paint, and they're getting a lot of mid-range shots off. So I think Chris Paul will be a good decoy for them, but I still think the Suns will have enough to put the Lakers away tonight.
The Lakers are not the Knicks. They usually come through. Now, listen, CP, before I let you go, and you have 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you, because I'm a Yankees fan, Yankees get knocked out. I root against the Mets. I hate the Mets, right? I'm a New York sports fan. You have to hate the other team. But Brooklyn Nets, New York's basketball team, still playing basketball. They're playing the Bucks. Who are you rooting for in that series?
The owner of the Bucks, Larry Edens, was a diehard Knicks fan. I am sticking with him. And Greek Freak I trust, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday.
You're rooting against the Brooklyn Nets.
Do not sleep on Bryn Forbes. I like this well-balanced attack of the Milwaukee Bucks.
I agree.
The freak is coming to put a statement out there.
You also can't sleep on Kevin Durant, but you can't sleep on Bryn Forbes. It's true. KD also you can't sleep on. Or Harden. Kyrie's pretty good, too. All right. CP, the franchise. You're rooting against Brooklyn. Look at that, everybody.
Always.
A New York traitor. Look at that traitor.
Yeah, a real Knicks fan.
Thank you, CP. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks again.
CP the franchise, ladies and gentlemen.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.